Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440. Or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsights, register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence.
Hello, everyone. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, host of Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. As you can tell, I have lost my voice. So we're going to do a short show today, but I do have a lot of people to say thank you to in regards to supporting our show, as well as talking about the nominees and new vendors participating in our International Women's Day event, which is March 8th. So I'd like to just take a quick second to give a shout out to our recent fans on our Facebook page. You can look us up under Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Katie Beals, Anita Crane, thank you, ladies, so much for saying you liked our show, as well as Tammy Simpkins and Mike Cohen, who was our amazing guest last week. We had a really good time talking about sound healing. So to save my voice a little bit, I would like to take a moment to have you listen to our sponsors. We have Dawn of the New Era, as well as a little bit about International Women's Day. Still in the process of our nominations, we've got a wonderful cast of women who I would like to just, briefly announce their names, and then we'll talk about some other relevant community action information happening today, and then we'll be on our way. So bear with me. Here's our first commercial.
Hi, you are invited to celebrate International Women's Day, an amazing celebration held for the 102nd time around the world. In Columbus, Ohio, on March 8, 2013, join us. You don't have to be a woman to come down and celebrate. We've got an amazing runway show, vendors, entertainment, food from around the world, and an opportunity to give back to your community. Go ahead and visit the website at www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com or RSVP at www.iwdcolumbus.event.com. Come on down and join us for this amazing opportunity to celebrate women being women. A call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com.
Thanks again, everyone. You are listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women and business and the community. I have lost my voice. This is Heather L. Tapia. And we don't have a guest today, so it's probably a good thing. Next week, I'm going to have a majority of our charities organizers on the line talking about the charity that we are raising money for International Women's Day. The radio show is a sponsor. And now I'd like to talk about the women who we have received International Women's Day Recognition Award nominations for. I'm so grateful to be a part of this wonderful, Central Ohio community of women and men supporting different charities, different community action, as well as supporting our show and our efforts here with Entrepreneurial Excellence and International Women's Day. Purpose for Women International is a nonprofit that I started in order to provide access to resources and funding, as well as empowerment events to support, you know, an increased awareness in our local, national, and international communities, issues for women, children, families, and the like, so that we would have a platform, so you could have a platform to share your message and speak your truth. You can visit us at purposeforwomeninternational.org and learn a lot more about the organization, how you can volunteer or be a co-host for one of our national international purpose summits. We are planning on being in the Tampa and Jacksonville, Florida area for April. I'm connecting with people for Chicago, Las Vegas, Australia, as well as another empowerment event in Columbus and Miami. So 2013 is going to be a big year of inspiration, and I hope you stay tuned and choose to be a part of that. Our agenda for International Women's Day includes awards luncheon, which is where we will be celebrating the nominees I'm about to mention and the organizations that have chose to sponsor our event. That is from 11 to 1, and you can go to www.iwdcolumbus.eevent.com to register. We were doing all-day passes to all three parts of the event for $49. I will probably have that available in February at some point to surprise you. But right now, you can nominate to our awards luncheon. I'm sorry, participate in our awards luncheon by registering your ticket for just $49. That does include a catered luncheon put on by the McCoy Center in Hilliard, who is helping us co-host this event. From 2 to 8 is our public celebration. We will be collecting $5 donation at the door to go to our four charities, as well as from 8 to 10, a $20 concert ticket to our VIP celebration. Again, that website is iwdcolumbus.eevent.com to register. Look forward to seeing you guys have some fun with us at the McCoy Center on March 8th for International Women's Day. We will be raising charity for DOMA Connection, Jacqueline Siglos Foundation, Mothers Helping Mothers, and TearBear.org. All of this information is on our website and our promo pieces. You can become a fan of our Facebook fan page for International Women's Day as well. There's one for the Columbus event, and I'm also co-hosting events nationally and internationally with other leaders in the community. So there'll be updates as we move forward and start focusing on the 103rd celebration of International Women's Day. So we're starting a wave of campaign of light and love and empowerment to everyone, not just women. But we are looking to support families and empower everyone to monetize their passion. That is a focus here of Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break to let you know how to nominate your favorite woman in a category, as well as those that inspire you. And more importantly, even how to nominate yourself. You are allowed to be proud of who you are and what you do. So don't hesitate to give your own self a recognition nomination on our website, iwdcolumbus.web.com. Here's more information about that.
Hi, we want to invite you to celebrate International Women's Day with us in Columbus, Ohio on March 8, 2013. This international holiday has been celebrated around the world for over 102 years. As part of the celebration, we'll be hosting an award recognition luncheon from 12 to 1. To nominate a woman that's special in your life or yourself for an International Women's Day Recognition Award, simply go to www.iwdcolumbus.web.com and click on Nominate. There's 13 categories you can enter: art, community action, cuisine, education, entrepreneurship, entertainment, fashion, finance, health and wellness, leadership, media, technology, and literature. Pick your category. Nominate as many people as you want. Nominations close January 14th, and then the voting starts. all the way up until the end of February. Join us again at International Women's Day on March 8, 2013, where we celebrate you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. So that's the details on nominations for our recognition awards. And now I wanted to take a quick moment to acknowledge those women that have already been nominated. We're closing nominations on the 29th, I believe, I'm sorry, the 30th of January, and then voting will start. So those women who you like in these different categories, you will be able to go in and vote for them. The woman that receives the most votes in each category is the one that wins the award, pretty simple. So we'll have the award, the voting will close out the last week of February before the event starts. So February 28th will be our last day of voting. We have Nancy Kay, divorce management coach from Moving Forward Through Divorce, as one of our nominees. And Nancy was nominated because she provides guidance and support for women from the beginning of divorce. This year, she has guided several abused women about how to fight, how to get the right attorney, get away safely from their abusive environment, and get a faster and fairer settlement, developing a parenting plan they can live with long-term and help their children adjust to divorce. She has ongoing coaching and support, as well as free seminars at movingthroughdivorce.com. Our next one is Tamika Shannon Perry. She is a entertainment guru and promoter here in Columbus, Ohio. She is a radio personality now for Talktainment. She does creative connections that cover the events and happenings in the community, as well as supporting local artists and creative opportunity. So you can go to Spit and Sketch, which is a monthly performance here in Columbus, and learn more about Tamika and support her. We also have in our new category of another entrepreneur is Anita Crane. She is a co-founder of Affairs by Design Wedding and Event Planning. She believes in quality is only achieved by recognizing and embracing the countless unseen details that are often the difference between mediocre and magnificent. So you can also read about her and vote. We also have Irina G. Siglo. She is the founder of Jacqueline Siglo Foundation for Charge Syndrome, which is one of the charities we are giving money to. It's one of our chosen charities for this event. And she's been in residence here in Columbus, Ohio for 21 years. She runs Jalen's Fashion Boutique at the Shops at Alum Creek. And you can go visit those throughout the week and also learn more about Rowena. Our next nominee is Reverend Deb Roden Wiseman. She's a psychic medium and minister. She was born sensitive and had a near-death experience about 8 or 9, which she has since been developing and inspiring other women in the community for over 40, 50 years. I've known her for, probably over 15 years right now. Beautiful woman, very good at offering guidance and support. So you can go to wisepsychic@yahoo.com. connect with her. Our next nominee is Teresa Johnson, and she is part of Tear Bear. That is another charity that we're sponsoring. She got a nominee from her husband, which I think is important to remember. And this is what he said about her, because he's been with her, supporting her while she's created this nonprofit. I met her over 15 years ago as well at a networking event, Big Fish. And we have been connected, and I've been supporting her achievements with TearBear.org. Focuses on all abuse awareness. This is what her husband said. My wife is a child abuse survivor that is dedicated to breaking the code of secrecy relating to all abuse. She has a bear as a mascot that has a teardrop on it, and she has come up with a trust coin that I know will change the world by building a family bond. My wife works long and hard and gives her all to everyone she meets and more. I'm proud of my wife, and I support her totally. She has programs for every stage of abuse. I find sometimes she takes on more than she can give, but she keeps on going, and I would like to nominate her for your award because God has awarded her to me. Oh, my God, that is so beautiful. So Teresa is definitely in our community action categories, as well as Rowena is for her charity efforts. So again, that's just a few of the nominees. We've got more that I will briefly mention. I'm just awaiting them to send me their photos and documentation so I can get them up on the website. We have Min Chenfield. She was nominated because of her giving back to society for dance teachers. She also is part of the OSU Hilton Foundation. We have Julie Harmon of Impact Safety, and what they do is help promote teaching self-defense in a unique and different way. Our next nominee is, Shakira, or Elizabeth Fannin of Shakira Dance. She's a belly dancer, and she has been teaching and promoting this kind of unique artistic expression for many years. She's beautiful to watch. I've seen her perform many times. We've also got a nominee for Kelly Bowman. She is an excellent event planner here in Columbus who puts on psychic and UFO and angel festivals around Ohio and West Virginia. One of the best known one is Gifts of Light Expo, which ironically is the 9th and 10th of March, the weekend days after our event on March 8th. So we're not sure if she can show up on Friday, but we're hoping to at least give her a shout out. Our next nominee is Bo Arnold. She is an amazing woman. I met her years ago, too, in working with Serendipity Stables and the Horses. And she will be a guest on our Meet the Author show coming up in a few weeks. She is with KL Risk Consulting. Our next nominee is Katrina Statterfield. She is currently an LPN-RN in studying to get her final classes underway. The boards are coming up, so she's going to be real busy in March, she said. But the reason her friend nominated her is that she actually was diagnosed with leukemia in October 2008. And because a bone marrow transplant saved her life, her group of nurses went on a campaign to bring awareness to bone marrow matching. And there are organizations out there that will just swab your mouth, and you can find out if there is a person that you are a match for. You'll just be entered in the database. You still have an opportunity to say yes. So it's like live organ transplant. And I have been an organ donor since the day I got my license. I believe wholeheartedly. And, hey, I'm not going to take it with me. So if there's something that's still viable to use at that time. At this point, it's not my voice or my eyes, but you never know who's out there. And then we have Katisha Cowan. She is also in community action for Mothers Helping Mothers, which is another charity that we are raising money for. We also have a nominee for Melissa Craig. She's actually in Australia, so she doesn't technically qualify as a Central Ohio international woman, but I definitely want to mention her. She was nominated by one of our guests, Charity Parkerson. And Melissa spends many hours supporting other women and doing her podcast. We also have Hyena Hazarat. I hope I am saying that correctly. This woman is in Pakistan, and I am so grateful to have gotten this nomination. So we're definitely going to do some honorable mentions to those that are not in Central Ohio. They will not be qualified for local voting, but they're doing good work out there, and I want to honor them. This woman, Hina, H-I-N-A, started the Youth Republic, and I am going to read her story as slowly as I can because there is some amazing information in here, and I really look forward to connecting with her and getting her to be a guest on our radio show. At the age of 6, she joined the Girl Guides of Pakistan Association for extending voluntary services. Today, she heads the position of senior guides with a voluntary service experience of 14 years, crossing hundreds of hours of voluntary service. Hina has worked on different projects related to women's empowerment and women's rights in general. Through her work and with such optimism, Hina has had the opportunity to represent Pakistan at numerous international platforms. Hina was also youth delegate to, in parentheses, the Change, a leadership training program in the United Kingdom. She's an ambassador for various international projects, organizations, and companies, and is the founder of the Youth Republic Global Youth Network. Having networks spread over 114 countries of the world, she won runner-up World Summit Youth Award in 2012 for working towards achieving UN MGDs and received UN-wide recognition. It is all her motivation and dedication what makes her best young leader of a country. So, I mean, she's obviously in her 20s, representing Pakistan at an international level and bringing peace and working for a better tomorrow and inclusive future with peace and prosperity adds great value to her intellectuality and high patriotism. She is appointed Ambassador of Goodwill for Youth Development for SAARC by International Human Rights Commission. You can visit her website at www.theyouthrepublic.com and her award-winning global network page, which I will also be posting on our fan page and sending posts out through social media. So this is definitely an example of you're never too young to make a stand for what you believe in. We know there was that horrible situation where the young girl spoke out and got shot in the head. I don't have an update on how she's doing, but I know she was still alive. So we look forward to her completing a full recovery and so on. Our next nominee is Haley Savage. She is the owner of Haley Gallery, and she was nominated as a local woman who single-handedly supports local artists in the community. So we look forward to connecting with her as well. So right now, those are our nominees that we have so far. We've got about a week to go, ladies and gentlemen. So please take the time to reach out and nominate a woman in your community that inspires you. This is a great way to say thank you. So again, congratulations to all the women who have been nominated, and we look forward to getting to know you better through this process of voting in February. Good things are going to happen. So let's take a quick break play a little commercial from one of our other show hosts, which is Jenny Seek. You can connect with her show. Excuse me. You can connect with her show on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock. So I'm just going to play her quick intro. Thank you.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi again. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. That was Jenny Seek. She's an amazing gifted psychic and jewelry designer that creates really powerful healing jewelry and so forth. So she does a great job. Looking forward to having her art at our show. And then there's one more, our show host, Mudtoe Sasquatch at Midnight. So I'm going to play his intro real quick so you learn about how to tune into his show.
Welcome to Mudtoe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mudtoe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man, and my chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudtoeSasquatch, or by email at MudtoeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight.
Hi, So his show is on Saturdays at midnight. You can go to www.withinsights.com to get a complete listing of all of our show hosts. I'm going to end the show today with a 5 minutes or so playing of Mike Cohen's music. He was on our show last week. This is one of the tracks on the new album. So Michael Cohen, Pearson.com for more details. Thanks for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and we look forward to having you on our show.
Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Guru Rena Namaha. Ishwara Kaleshwara Parameshwara Parameshwara. Om Sai Shri Sai Om Chi Chi Sai Om. Om Mahapapa Parakshana Sai Shakti Raksha.
Shadanam, Shadanam Ganesha.
That was our show. Thanks again for tuning in. Love and light, and we will see you next Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio with Insights channel at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 646-595-3440. Look forward to hearing from you, and you'll learn more about the Charities for International Women's Day next week. Take care.